email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the name Jacqueline Wilson will be a familiar name to lots of you. She is one of the most well-known children's authors in the world. Her Tracy Beaker series were the most borrowed books in the UK public libraries for a decade. She has a new book out now, The Runaway Girls, and she is on the line now. Good afternoon, Jacqueline.
Good afternoon, Catherine. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. How are you keeping?
I'm fine, thank you. I can't wait for Monday, because then some of our shops open up and I can go get my hair cut. Oh. I look like a yak at the moment. Thank God this is a radio.
It is the one thing so many of us are just, that's on the top of the bucket list, isn't it?
It really, really is, yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking to Paul Costello there and he said they're dusting down the restaurant seats and washing the windows. So it feels like a bit of life returning to normal over there by the sounds of it. I've asked himself and anybody that I've been speaking to today about Prince Philip. Did you get to meet him, Jacqueline? Because I know you were appointed a dame for your services to children's literature back in 2008. But did you ever meet him?
I did meet him, yes. It wasn't when I was made a dame. That was the Queen.
Okay.
I feel very privileged to have met most of the royal family. But the royal family decided to have a series of events where they met people from different branches of life because it was felt that they needed to widen their sort of acquaintances, as it were. And they decided to do a grand do for everybody concerned with the world of books. And it was quite exciting to get an invitation and actually to go inside Buckingham Palace. And then there we were, about 200 or 300 people, all gathered together in one of the splendid rooms. And the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh came in and several other royals. And then they sort of weaved their way through the crowd, splitting up so that some people got to speak to one royal, some to another. And I was standing with a group of children's authors and a group of some other types of publishers. And we were all waiting, sort of chatting away, trying to be very blasé, but secretly wondering, oh gosh, what are we going to say when somebody comes up to talk to us?
And who's going to come up? Which one will we get?
Right. And the Duke of Edinburgh came up, and he was relatively elderly then, but I couldn't help thinking a fine figure of a man. He seemed to tower over all of us. And I mean, it must be agony to be a royal, because you've got to start making conversation. That's the etiquette. They start you first. And so, you know, sort of snatching something to say, he said, and what do you all do? How are you to do with the world of books? And so one of the other children's writers said, well, we're children's writers, sir. And the Duke of Edinburgh sort of looked a little bored, shall we say, and trying to make a joke of it, said to the other set of people, do you do something more intelligent? Which we all laughed, because it wasn't meant in a nasty way. It was just snapping at something to try and make a little joke of it. And we all felt quite proud to have been put down by the Duke.
Well, as long as you saw the humour in it, I think that's the main thing. Oh, that's gas. Brilliant, brilliant.
If you're a children's author, you learn to have a thick skin, because we've all done the rounds of going to schools and people say, oh, what a pity we couldn't have had somebody like J.K. Rowling or Philip Pullman. But never mind, we've got you.
Oh, my gosh. And you, who's written 111, this is 112 books, is it? Is this number 112?
It is 112. Yes, I can't believe that I've written them all somehow.
Oh my gosh. Well, we better talk about it. I'm looking at it here and it's fabulous. It's a beautiful hardback book. The cover is stunning. So tell us about it. It's The Runaway Girls. The storyline revolves around two young girls from very different backgrounds.
Yes, one Lucy is very rich and the other Kitty is very poor. They meet by chance. It's 1851, the year of the Great British Exhibition in London. And in those days, it was still perfectly possible in Victorian London for street children just to be there. Nobody rounded them up or took them to orphanages or whatever. And these children actually try to make a living for themselves by busking on the streets and decide that the Great Exhibition might be a very good place where they find crowds with lots of money in their pockets and purses, and so it is. But they get into all sorts of different adventures too. I think the ideal thing about Victorian literature is that you can do things that you can't in modern books, because if I wrote about modern children running away in Ireland or England, it would be a much more worrying book. It would be a book where it would be so frightening to the thought of very young girls out on the streets by themselves. Somehow or other, because it's at such a distance, and most people have some awareness of books like Charles Dickinson's Oliver Twist, we sort of take it for granted that, that yes, there were these poor children, and yes, we can worry about them and feel for them, but hopefully it doesn't frighten any child too much. And I do take pains to make a happy ending for them.
And you've always, with your writing, I mean, you've wanted to write books for children, you know, that children actually think about and have issues like divorce and adoption and mental illness. And as you say, write them in a way that's not scary, that's accessible and generally has the happy ending.
I remember when I was a child, I mean, I read Enid Blyton, say, like most of my generation, and I liked her books, but I always felt they were so, everything that happened to the children was exciting, but the children never squabbled, really. They never had parents who were having lots of rows. They never had any money problems. And, you know, I couldn't help feeling then that this isn't what my life is like, or an awful lot of children that I knew. And I made this sort of rather pompous little resolution that if ever I was lucky enough to get a book published myself when I was grown up, I'd make sure my children reflected my sort of life and would be comforting to any child that didn't have, you know, lovely, rich parents and a very happy lifestyle. And I sort of, I mean, how lucky I am that I managed to actually achieve that ambition, because so many children have, you know, they want to be ballet dancers or rock stars or nowadays influencers. And yet not all of us can manage to be these things. But thank goodness I did.
There you go. And I mean, so many people, so many of us who are adults now would have read your Tracy Beaker series, which is still so beloved by people. And it's, are you finding now that the second generation of readers, moms handing books down, is happening all the time?
It is. And sometimes when in more normal times, I can actually do events face to face with people and then sign books. It's happened quite a lot now that there will be a sort of eager child of 7 or 8 and an eager mum who says, I read your books when I was younger. And sometimes they've even kept the book and said, look, can you sign it again for my daughter now? And it's just very touching. I absolutely love it.
And how has COVID been for you creatively, Jacqueline? Like, you've got this done now. What's in the pipeline next?
I've got a new book coming out in September, and I'm already nearly finished the one afterwards. I found it really quite useful, because normally I'm quite busy going out and about and talking about my books and getting involved in various different committees and things. Now, I've mostly stayed at home, and so I've had more time for writing, more time for reading, and even more time for taking my dog for a long walk.
There you go.
I've been quite lucky in that respect, but I'm very much aware how frightening it must be for so many people. And, you know, if you've had a family who have had a tragedy, I mean, nothing could be worse. And at the moment, I'm having a lot of letters and emails from children who have really been frightened and depressed by everything and, you know, want an awful lot of reassurance, because, of course, it's probably the first really dramatic, dreadful thing that's ever happened to them.
Yeah. So I think Jacqueline, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off there because I've run out of time, but it was such a pleasure talking to you. The Runaway Girls by Jacqueline Wilson is published by Doubleday Children's and is out now. That is my lot for today. Thanks for your company this week. Ray is back on Monday. I'm off to the chippers. Sarah is next on Drive Time.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RT Radio 1.